Looking to save on your AT&T wireless bill? Introducing Xfinity Mobile. Where mobile and internet work as one and 90% of AT&T customers can save with Xfinity Mobile. You can get up to 5 lines of unlimited nationwide talk and text included with your Xfinity internet at no extra cost. So all you pay is for data. Call 1-800-XFINITY and sign up for Xfinity internet today and get download speed up to 75 megabits per second. Plus, Xfinity delivers the fastest internet and the most Wi-Fi coverage throughout your home for the best in-home Wi-Fi experience. Get fast speeds at home with Xfinity Internet and stay connected on the go with Xfinity Mobile. Get up to 75 megabits per second when you bundle Xfinity Internet and TV for $25 each a month for 12 months with blast speed included and a one-year agreement. Plus, ask about Xfinity Mobile and see how 90% of customers can save over AT&T Wireless. Call 1-800-XFINITY today and get this great offer. Requires enrollment to EcoBill and AutoPay. Offer ends 8/2017. Restrictions apply. New Internet Plus with upgrade to blast Internet customers only. Not available in all areas. Equipment taxes and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply. Compares regular monthly service charges for Comcast and AT&T published rates. Actual savings vary.
Using an overpriced trash bag?
Pricey, pricey, pricey!
A bag that breaks?
Whippy, whippy, whippy!
Or a smelly bag?
Stinky, stinky, stinky!
Time to switch to Hefty Ultra Strong Trash Bags, always at an ultra low price.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
They're our best bags yet, and they cost less than Glad where sold head to head. So you'll be
happy, happy, happy!
Hefty Ultra Strong with Arm & Hammer Odor Control. Also available in heavy-duty black bags.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
What you need in your life? More hotspots. I got more hotspots than you because I'm on Xfinity's internet coverage, and you can be as well. If you're an Xfinity internet or Xfinity mobile customer, you can subscribe to up to, check this out, 15 million hotspots nationwide compared to AT&T's 30,000 hotspots nationwide. All you got to do is sign up to Xfinity Mobile or Xfinity Internet and make sure that the package includes speeds of 25 megabits per second or higher, and you can get Wi-Fi grade hotspot access. So make sure you're not going over your data plan, because everybody hates when they go over their data plan, because that's money that you did not allot for. Xfinity Wi-Fi delivers the fastest hotspots in the places you need them the most. Get started with Xfinity Internet for as low as $19.99 per month for 12 months. Call right now, 1-800-XFINITY, or visit Xfinity.com for more details. Offer ends August 20th. Requires equal bill, paperless billing, auto pay enrollment, and one-year term agreement. Restrictions apply. Not available.
Ready? Okay.
We got paper. Yes, we do. Lycro notebooks, pencils, glue. We got crayons, every hue. School supplies for your whole crew.
Target's got everything you need to ready, set, go back to school. Ready? Okay.
We got paper, yes we do. Lycro notebooks, pencils, glue. We got crayons, every hue. School supplies for your whole crew.
Target's got everything you need to ready, set, go back to school.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
When Flo flows, she flows in the know. Mind ruminates, the wraiths. Shown them all, I heed the call. Seeing the rest, I choose the best. Sometimes it's ours, sometimes it's not. When the fox walks, is it called a fox trot? That's a real question.
Compare Progressive direct rates with competitors' rates. Visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Rick Hamp. How much is Chicago Wolves coach Rocky Thompson willing to do to win? In his first NHL appearance, Thompson fought twice to secure the victory. Now he knocks out opponents with his strategy and work ethic. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. The Cubs will try and turn around their West Coast trip with the first of three in Arizona tonight. John Lackey will be on the bump for the Cubs, taking on Taijuan Walker. Still no official word on the status of Wilson Contreras after his hamstring pull in San Francisco, but Chris Bryan, who was just down with Bernstein and Goff, said the team can't dwell on losing the star catcher.
Situation, I kind of go back to, you know, we're not keeping your head down or any of that, or, you know, sitting there thinking that our season's over just because, you know, injuries happen all the time.
Mark Gerdy's pregame starts on the Score at 8:05. After sweeping the Astros, White Sox top prospect Reynaldo Lopez will make his White Sox debut tonight against Danny Duffy and the Royals. 23-year-old righty appeared in 11 games for the Nationals last year with a 4.91 ERA. First pitch, a guaranteed rate field at 7:10. After an impressive debut for Mitch Trubisky and the Broncos, Jim Miller, who was on with Danny Parkins earlier today, doesn't believe there's a quarterback controversy quite yet.
One game doesn't make a season, and it doesn't make a career. and that's not the best of Mike Glennon. I do know that. You know, he regrets that throw that got intercepted for pick six. He forced it. He shouldn't have made that throw. The check down, granted, it wouldn't have went for a first down because it was third and long, but it was too hairy of a throw. And Mike Glennon's a better player than that.
Around the NFL, Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott has been suspended 6 games. In a statement, Elliott said there were, quote, factual inaccuracies and erroneous conclusions in the NFL's investigation into domestic violence accusations. There we go. The Bills traded Sammy Watkins and a sixth-round pick to the Rams for corner E.J. Gaines and a second-round pick. They also traded corner Ronald Darby to the Eagles for wide receiver Jordan Matthews and a third-round pick. At Quail Hollow, the second round of the Players' Championship continues. Kevin Kisner shot another 67 and is 8-under with a 4-shot lead over Thorbjorn Olsen. This PGA update is brought to you by Geneva National Resort, named Best Wisconsin Golf Courses by Golf Magazine. This scoreboard update is brought to you by LifeLock. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or go to lifelock.com today. And at Jimmy John's, they spend 6 hours slicing and baking to get you fresh, all-natural meats, along with locally purchased hand-sliced produce. Jimmy John's, where fresh and fast meet. I'm Rick Camp, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Diamondbacks at 8:05 on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
You by Horwitz and Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Hug it, chug it, football!
Can I get back to football, or...
Always Zach Zaidman, who is on Twitter at Zach Zaidman and who joins us on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. Well, that was something, Zach. I guess I don't think I'm overstepping it by saying what might have been the most significant preseason action of any kind for the Bears in recent or semi-recent memory.
That's the way you want to see a top pick debut, right? I think let's not take it out of context. Let's keep perspective here. But the only two quarterbacks in Bears history, at least in recent Bears history, that you can compare what you saw last night to is Cade McNown and Rex Grossman. And they didn't look like that in their preseason debuts. So I think it was very encouraging. But we also have to take a step back here because I listen to you guys, and I understand what you're saying, but, you know, you're not cutting Mike Glennon after that performance, just like you're not putting Trubisky in the Hall of Fame. So let's take a deep breath. He did as well as you could possibly do, given the situation in the game that he was put in. And that was exciting, especially when you consider some of the first-round picks of yesteryear, guys like Chris Williams and Kevin White that couldn't even get on the field for their preseason debuts. That was nice to watch.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's cutting Mike Glennon or putting Mitch Trubisky in the Hall of Fame. And for the people who are saying, well, he did it against twos and threes, well, he was running with twos and threes as well. He did it, as you mentioned, and as we mentioned at the top of the show, as well as you could have expected, and a little bit more. I mean, I saw some things from him that I hadn't seen before because, frankly, he just hasn't played a lot of football in his life.
Yeah, I think that what you saw was the poise, the composure. And these are big things. These are not things you take lightly at the quarterback position. But the fact that, you know, and I spoke to Dow Loggins about this before the game, you know, he didn't script any plays for all three quarterbacks. Basically what he did is he had a package of plays for each quarterback, things that they were comfortable running over the course of training camp. Now, the defense dictates obviously whether or not that can be successful because you're not game planning against what the Broncos were doing. So in certain instances, it would look good. But I think just the fact that there was no light, you got to go back to last year, right? Preseason opener, Bears lose 22-0. Bears averaged 17-plus points per game throughout all of last season. And then they, you know, there's a new era of offense to begin this game, and you get nothing. I mean, there was no life to the first team offense whatsoever. And there, nothing's really going on with Sanchez in there. And this guy comes in, and there was some juice in the building as soon as he went under center. And one of the coolest things that I saw, and this is something I haven't seen since Devin Hester was with the Bears, but all the starters, Glennon included, as soon as Trubisky enters the game, they all stood up. No one was sitting on the bench, all at the edge of the sideline there on the Bears' side of the field, watching Trubisky, because they're like us. They want to see what this kid can do. I mean, when you have a general manager who showed the kind of conviction that Ryan Pace showed in making the trade up to get Trubisky, and then everything that he has said about this kid from the moment that he was drafted, I think they were curious to see how he would look on the field, and it was nice. It was a very nice performance, and it was fun. Man, when's the last time you watched the Bears from an offensive standpoint and enjoyed what you were watching? That was pretty cool.
How did you interpret the Bears' handling of this as any kind of prediction for how they will approach it in the future? I mean, it looked to me like they were very defensive and making sure that we didn't think, well, it was just one game. He was going against the twos. And it's out of their control now, and I think they know it.
Yeah, but I think the same thing would have been said if Trubisky went out there and had a terrible performance. You know, if it was the other way around and, you know, Glennon had a good performance and Trubisky, who they're still counting. I mean, there's a reason they did what they did on draft night. If Trubisky came out and did not look good yesterday, you still would have heard the same thing. I think that's important to not go crazy and
agree. I don't think
Glennon had a terrific performance, they wouldn't have said it's just one game. They'd be like, that's why we brought him here.
Yeah.
In regards to Trubisky, I think you wouldn't have changed the depth chart and anything like that. I think I like the way that they handle that. Again, I think people are worried about things that you shouldn't be worried about. Let's keep in mind what the Bears are with this regime. They've won 9 games over the course of 2 years. They've shown no life offensively, especially last year, where they averaged 17 points per game. And then you look at, everyone seems to wonder what's going to happen here. If this continues, then the decision is made for them. If Trubisky continues to perform like this, and Glennon continues to perform like that, you know who's going to be starting on opening day against the Atlanta Falcons. That's why I'm not too worried about what's being said. These guys are going to decide it over the course of the next couple of games.
Who could have had a better showing or put more on tape for that first preseason game in your estimation?
The entire first-team offense.
Okay.
I mean, let's be realistic about what you can't have. They looked overmatched against the Denver Broncos, and it wasn't just. I mean, there were guys who didn't catch the ball. Obviously, Glennon looked a little bit rattled. The offensive line did not have its best performance in that game. I'm talking about the first team now. So there's a lot of improvement, and guys. You know, when you look statistically, we know the Broncos coming in were a top-5 defense. They were ranked 4th in the NFL last year. Well, the Cardinals ranked number 2 a year ago in total defense. So you're taking on another top-notch defensive ball club next week on the road. It's not going to be easy to flip it around, which I think, again, you look at the way that first-team offense performed, they have to do a little bit better. I'm sure they'll game plan a little bit more than what you saw in this game against the Broncos, but you need to see some improvement in order to feel good going forward.
Tariq Cohen was interesting, and I was really looking forward to seeing him when there are actually angry people trying to hit him. And early on, it's obviously, I've seen the guy play one game. I can already tell you he's a better player than Garrett Wolfe.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's
that's the bar.
If that's damning with faint praise, so be it. But it's you know, it's baby steps here. He's better than that guy.
By the way, Garrett Wolfe was at Soldier Field yesterday, and even he thinks that I'm taller than you. So just heard our conversation. So did the former Bear Steve Edwards. You know, everyone listens to The Score driving to the game. So I thought that was very interesting. But I'm not comparing him to Garrett Wolfe. I think I've been telling you about Tariq Cohen. To me, what stood out yesterday overall, obviously Trubisky's the story, and it's understandable as to why. But there was a lot to like from the rookie class, because Tariq Cohen, and they used him minimally compared to what we've seen out on the practice field in Bourbonnais. That's kind of what you saw all throughout the first 2 weeks of practice and then some. But he looked like he belonged, comfortable out there. You know, Adam Shaheen showed you some things. I like Eddie Jackson. You know, I briefly mentioned this yesterday, but I like the fact that Eddie Jackson looks comfortable out there in the defensive secondary, the fact that players keep talking about him, because players know when a guy can play, and that says a little bit of something. But yeah, Tariq Cohen to me is a guy that if they get him the ball in space, and they really didn't do it yesterday as a pass catcher out of the backfield, even when they line him up as receiver, you know, I think they can do some things with him, and he can be a secret weapon of sorts. The only question is, and you can't really answer this until real games begin, is will he be proficient at pass blocking where you're not a liability out there? And if he can overcome that hurdle, I think then you can really see the Bears create some mismatches from an offensive standpoint, which will be fun to watch when you consider what they can do with the tight ends too.
He's not in no way is somebody like Tariq Cohen, as you put it, a secret weapon, because
people are going to be tapping their heads
exactly.
And alerting the rest
right.
of the defense.
He's the opposite of a secret weapon.
But you don't know how they're going to use him. See, you can use him as a decoy. You can line him up in a – again, there's a reason he's called a joker back. You can use him in a variety of different ways. And I think you only saw him used yesterday as a conventional running back. But there are a lot of other ways they can use him. And it just – it'll be interesting because there's not – I don't think the Bears are going to show a lot of what Tariq Cohen can do in these games, which means that first time up when the Falcons line up against him – it's going to be interesting to see how they go about defending him. The other thing in regards to Mitchell Trubisky, now that there is tape on this guy, professional tape, I wonder how the Cardinals go about defending him next week, and how does he adjust? The other thing that you learn quickly about professional athletes in any sport, how do they handle failure? And it's going to happen. There are going to be bad things that happen over the course of a game with Trubisky. How does he rebound from that? That's what I'm interested in seeing next, that next step that he has to take as a pro.
Quarterback movement and moving where they're launching the ball from. He sees a couple more nickel blitzes or something like that off the edge. And I already have my vote in for a play that I'm going to hate most this Bears season as Tariq Cohen in the slot bubble screen. I've already got my vote in for that now that you made me think about him being a slot receiver and getting the ball in space. Leonard Floyd last
night. That was the Hester play we got sick of, too.
Yeah. Leonard Floyd last night. I counted three pressures, one sack, did some terrific handwork on Menelik Watson in that first series. If he gets it, this is another win for Ryan Pace.
I love the fact that he's being tutored by Vic Fangio, who essentially is doubling as the outside linebackers coach in addition to being the defensive coordinator this year. So that means that Leonard Floyd is gaining an education in football. You think about this. Last year, guys, he was clearly not in shape. That was a major storyline heading into training camp. Fundamentally, he wasn't right, tackling with his head down. And the guy still had seven sacks and didn't even play a complete season. So now you look at his physique, and you got to see it yesterday on display in full pads. I mean, clearly the guy has put the work in the weight room and from a nutrition standpoint to get bigger. He's clearly fast. He's very athletic, very long, and now he knows how to use that a little bit better. If the fundamentals are right and he can avoid some of the injury issues that he had a year ago, the sky's the limit for what this guy can do. And Vic Fangio said it. Remember last week at training camp, and Fangio is not one that speaks in hyperbole. He's matter of fact. And when asked, what's the ceiling for a guy like Floyd, what did he say? He can be a damn good player. And I think you're beginning to see signs of that. You saw it. He was just scratching the surface of what he could be last season. You saw a little bit in that game yet last night. I think the key with him is, can he stay on the field for 16 games? Because if he can, he can put up some numbers that will be eye-popping this year.
All right, news and notes if you have some.
Well, I think the next thing is going to be, I know they said they're not going to switch the depth chart, but how do they use Trubisky on the practice field? You know, you can talk about virtual reality and all that kind of stuff, Dan and Jason, but to me what I want to see is, does he get more reps with the twos? Because this is a guy now that you have to see going forward if you can develop him the way he needs to develop. And it is crucial, I think, for them to also get Mike Glennon going, get this guy some confidence. You got more than a week to go before they play their next preseason game at Arizona. And he's not deaf. He's not blind. And I know he says he's going to try to ignore what's being said about him, but how can you? You know, you're a human being. You have family. And I think there's nothing in his life that could prepare him for what's taken place over the last 24 hours.
Zach, thank you.
See you guys.
That is Zach Zaidman, and coming up next, we have to get to the Ezekiel Elliott stuff while we have a little bit of time and let that breathe a little bit, because I think that obviously is more important than to shove it into In Other News or something like that, because it's a big deal for what the NFL did. I wish there was some rhyme or reason to what they're doing. I think
there is.
I think they're still feeling their way through it, and we'll know probably after this cockamamie appeals process how that all goes down. But
the language after the suspension as well. Like talking about what the following incidents will occur, what will occur if he pulls off some of these stunts like he has the last couple of weeks or so. Yeah, he's in hot water, and if Ray Rice belting a woman with video evidence in an elevator gets you 2 games and he got 6, they talked to some people that have been digging up some dirt on Ezekiel Elliott, or they better have, because 6 games is a lot.
That segment brought to you by Taco Bell. These days we can all use a little comfort food, like the new $1 beefy potato Rito, stacked with crispy potatoes, seasoned beef, and melty cheese, only at Taco Bell. So that's what's to come in the Bernstein and Goff Show. We are at O'Malley's, and you can be too. Bud Light has us here today, so stop by, join us, and have a cold Bud Light to start your weekend with the Bernstein and Goff Show on The Score.
The Bears continue their preparation for Game 1 versus the Falcons. And here at The Score, we're continuing to report on their progress with breaking Bears news, injury updates, Zach Zaidman's live reports from the practice field, and of course, our unmatched team of Bears experts. So keep it here, Bears fans. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Bears preseason coverage on The Score brought to you by General RV, the nation's largest family owned RV dealer, and Diehard, celebrating 50 powerful years. Forever Diehard. Visit SearsAuto.com to find exciting offers and a location near you, and the Holiday Inn Express Bourbonnais.
I'm Bill Ryder, the CBS Sports Minute. The easy thing, the lazy thing, and maybe the accurate thing is to blame Kyrie Irving for the dysfunction now engulfing the Cleveland Cavaliers, particularly now that a report has come out saying that Kyrie, during the playoffs, went a few days without even speaking to his teammates. But it's also worth wondering how exactly we know about that. And also remembering that when LeBron James was in full disaster mode himself, his first year in Miami, he responded by leaking stories trying to make guys like Eric Spoelstra look bad. That's fine. That's part of the game. Superstars have that prerogative. Before you condemn Kyrie Irving for being a bad teammate, remember there's always two sides to that story. And in this case, that almost certainly includes LeBron James trying to get the word out about a guy he can no longer stand. I'm Bill Ruddy.
If there's one.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I am confident that Eloy Jimenez and Dylan Cease were the best offer the White Sox could have gotten for Quintana, but I also believe that if Hawk were still the GM, they would have made
that deal. Oh, boy, he would never make that. Hang up on him. Lose this number.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Dave Wadstedt joins us. You follow Jay Cutler's career.
I really believe deep down that he's not doing this for the money. He didn't like how it ended here, and he knows he's got some talent on there. Those are the reasons that he's playing football.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
Has it been frustrating to you?
Well, of course it is, because you see a lot of young players that are very good having a tough time. It just is frustrating in general to everybody, because we expect more of ourselves. Come out with a renewed energy about the day, and you expect good things to happen, which is what I do every day.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion, Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Don't come to wrong, inappropriate, illogical judgments about what happened with the Bears. It's just another chapter for this 34-year-old version of Cutler with his torn labrum and all his broken bones and all his concussions. Don't be
that guy.
Dumb.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I am confident that Eloy Jimenez and Dylan Cease were the best offer the White Sox could have gotten for Quintana, but I also believe that if Hawk were still the GM, they would have made
that deal. Oh, boy, he would never have made that. Hang up on him. Lose this number.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
CBS Saturday.
Great lawyers take risks,
and I am a great lawyer.
At Manhattan's top law firm.
This is a giant case, and I'm responsible for a man's freedom.
You've got to be passionate about defending the innocent.
We're talking about hundreds of people sitting in cells that we have the keys to bust out.
Crazy about justice.
Can you win this case?
It won't be easy.
And committed to risking everything.
Our client's blood matches the blood on the murder weapon.
You realize you're not very comforting.
Yeah.
Doubt. CBS Saturday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Hey, it's Dan Bernstein.
And Jason Goff.
The final days of Mattress Firm's coolest sleep sale ever are here. And what that means is you have to get into the Mattress Firm near you to get the latest in cooling mattress technology, like the Serta iComfort Temp Touch, the Beautyrest Black Memory Foam with black ice. You can beat the heat with a free cooling bundle. Get up to 2 free pillows and a free mattress protector with select purchases. But it ends on Tuesday.
And with over 15 queen mattresses under $699.99 or the Hampton and Rhodes mattress under $209.99, all the deals are right there for you. And I've been telling you, if you are a back-to-school, back-to-college kid, make sure you take your parents in there and show your ID, because there are special offers for you as well. You can sleep comfortably and cool while you're back at school if you go to Mattress Firm.
Sleeping cool is critical to sleeping well, no matter what the weather is outside, because your body temperature starts to fall as bedtime approaches, and that's what paves the way for a good night's sleep. So if you're waking up sweating in the middle of the night, it could be your old, funky, bad mattress. You can have a great mattress at a fraction of what you think you're going to pay because of this deal. 0% APR financing for 6 years. 72 entire months of sleeping interest-free. And the place to go to figure all this out, to lie down on some of these mattresses, to talk to a mattress professional, to get yourself fitted for just the right mattress for your sleep style, is Mattress Firm. The coolest sleep sale ever, still going on. But you got to get into Mattress Firm right now. Mattress Firm. Save money.
CBS this fall. To find his daughter's killer.
It is the 1 year anniversary of my daughter Mia's murder.
One man created a revolutionary new technology.
People can submit evidence. Real-time, crowd-sourced crime solving.
That will change the world.
The cops can only do so much.
The crowd gave us a clue.
Emmy and Golden Globe winner Jeremy Piven and Richard T. Jones.
You think all this is gonna work?
I know it'll work.
Wisdom of the Crowd, coming to CBS this fall.
Sequence 4A.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks to our friends at Bud Light, we are at O'Malley's in Aurora, and this is your place for those big weekly local football games, yeah, for their free halftime buffet. They've got giveaways, Bud and Bud Light specials. They're also doing a halfway to St. Patrick's Day party on September 15th and 16th. And you may have heard in the air about a certain big boxing match that's coming up. Well, you're going to be able to see it here and enjoy all sorts of specials that night as well.
Yes, an Irishman and a brother will be facing off here at O'Malley's.
Not here. You'll be able to see the fight here.
Okay.
Although, I wouldn't put it past this crowd for that to happen before we're done.
If Jermaine comes back in here, all of a sudden a couple of Irishmen, get into it with him,
Anything's possible.
Yeah, you won't have to pay $100 either.
So Ezekiel Elliott gets slapped down for 6 games pending an appeal, which I hate the idea of the appeals process because there really shouldn't be anything more than a cursory opportunity where the league should say, no, this is, if you lose your appeal, there should be risk.
And it brings more evidence and information into your situation, which can get public.
Well,
but, of course, the NFLPA is going to make you appeal every time.
And according to the league's documentation and their research, they actually did more than just make a couple phone calls and not identify themselves this time. They actually found what they deemed to be credible evidence of 3 separate episodes of domestic abuse or domestic battery involving pictures. And what it comes down to is rather than a criminal proceeding that has to prove something beyond a reasonable doubt, this isn't that case, and there isn't that standard of evidence, and the NFL investigators believe the victim.
What the NFL is basically saying is, you got away with it legally. You won't get away with it with us. And not only that, but I think this is one of those you better watch yourself, brother, kind of situations, because not only does he have the French Quarter, flashing where he pulls up the young lady's shirt, but he's got the bar incident that people said he was around a bar fight. And, I don't know how you feel about that. I mean, if an NFL athlete is in a bar, everyone knows he's in a bar. A fight could break out not next to him or across the way from him, and all of a sudden you say, yeah, but Ezekiel Elliott is here. This is the NFL telling him, listen, we don't care how talented you are. We don't care what you do for a living. We don't care that you are on America's team. You and your owner need to shut the hell up and fly straight. This is a Jerry Jones slap down as well.
Yeah, I'll get to that after an update, too.
Six games. That's the NFL telling these dudes that, and you set the precedent as well, that from here on out, 6 games might be the standard.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Rick Camp. How much is Chicago Wolves coach Rocky Thompson willing to do to win? In his first NHL appearance, Thompson fought twice to secure the victory. Now he knocks out opponents with strategy and work ethic. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. The Cubs will try and turn around their West Coast trip with the first of 3 in Arizona tonight. John Lackey will be on the bump for the Cubs, taking on Taijuan Walker. Still no official word on the status of Wilson Contreras after his hamstring pull in San Francisco. Mark Gordy's pregame on the Score starts at 8:05. After sweeping the Astros, White Sox top prospect Reynaldo Lopez will make his White Sox debut tonight against Danny Duffy and the Royals. The 23-year-old righty appeared in 11 games for the Nationals last year with a 4.91 ERA. First pitch at Guaranteed Rate Field at 7:10. Around baseball, the Miami Herald reports Jeffrey Loria has agreed to sell the Marlins to a group led by Derek Jeter and New York businessman Bruce Sherman for $1.2 billion. MLB owners are not expected to vote on the sale at next week's owners' meetings in Chicago. After an impressive debut for Mitch Trubisky against the Broncos, the Bears return to the practice field tomorrow ahead of their second preseason game a week from tomorrow against the Arizona Cardinals. As the guys just mentioned, Ezekiel Elliott has been suspended 6 games. In a statement, Elliott, who plans to appeal, said there were some, quote, factual inaccuracies and erroneous conclusions in the NFL's investigation into domestic violence claims against the Cowboys running back. Other NFL news, the Bills traded wide receiver Sammy Watkins and a 6th-round pick to the Rams for corner E.J. Gaines and a 2nd-round pick. They also traded corner Ronald Darby to the Eagles for wide receiver Jordan Matthews and a 3rd-round pick. At Quail Hollow, the 2nd round of the Players' Championship continues. Kevin Kisner shot a 2nd straight 67 and is 8-under with a 4-shot lead over Louis Oosthuizen. Ricky Fowler, Hideki Matsuyama, and Gary Woodland are 5 back. The closing bell is brought to you by First American Bank for a free checking account that fits your lifestyle. The Dow is up 14 to 21,858, NASDAQ up 39 to 6,256, and the S&P is up 3 to 24,41. Swedish holiday, American spirit, that's Volvo's midsummer sales event, and it's happening now at your local Volvo dealer. Get up to $4,500 on a new Volvo vehicle of your choosing. Come in to learn more. I'm Rick Camp, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Diamondbacks at 8:05 on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by DRF Trusted Property Solutions, the water experts.
Got a water heater problem? We got a...
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion, Chicago Cubs.
You mentioned that Jerry Jones stuck his neck out there initially, saying, oh, there's no evidence, and we're completely confident that Ezekiel Elliott will face no discipline.
Yeah, he was high-stepping this thing very early.
Well, he should have known or found out or tried to find out that there was and is evidence, and just because it didn't rise to the level that prosecutors felt that they could get a conviction or bring a worthwhile case, it doesn't mean the evidence failed to exist.
Yeah, they hit him with this because he thought he got away with it. And I don't know how he presented himself in the investigation or the hearing in terms of, you know, his confidence level that he was going to be okay because he hadn't been charged with anything. But this is, and a lot of people are bringing up the Josh Brown suspension of one game.
Fair enough. It should have been more.
Yeah. And a lot of, I mean, and there are people texting right now saying that, mandatory season-long suspensions. I don't think that there is a punishment that is too harsh in terms of domestic abuse and domestic violence when it comes to athletes. Don't get me wrong here, but the difference in suspensions in terms of the one game for Josh Brown, the six games for Ezekiel Elliott, two games before all the situations were put in place, the domestic abuse kind of charter board that they had kind of created with the flow chart that looked all weird when they rolled it out after the Ray Rice incident. The NFL, obviously, when you have that many people under your reign, under your umbrella, you're going to have guys who run afoul of the law, who unfortunately abuse their significant others, and you're going to have to come down on them. I think people would just like to see a little bit of uniformity when it comes to those suspensions.
That's going
to
take time. And if
you're going to have to get in more cases under this new...
Sadly, yes.
If
this is a step in the right direction, if this is just another pushpin on the map
somewhere, as we try
to figure out, we don't have enough to cluster everything to know exactly where it's all supposed to be.
It sounds crass and kind of referring it to data, but we don't have enough.
And there are some important words in this, and I thought that Mike Freeman of Bleacher Report wrote a really nice piece that is infuriating Cowboys fans now. And Cowboys fans who are showing them, so put their red hats on and came out in his mentions. The words about Tiffany Thompson from former New Jersey Attorney General Peter Harvey, who is one of four external advisors on domestic violence to the NFL, quote, she was a victim and survivor. Said Harvey said that during a conference call with the media, and after hearing it, I almost fell out of my chair. I'm not saying no one in the NFL has ever spoken like that before, but I can't recall it. And if anyone has, it's been a long time. The NFL has gone from ignoring the issue to burying it to obfuscating to the words, she was a victim and a survivor.
Yeah, and the words that they used post sentencing, it's something to the effect of further punishment / banishment from the NFL if Ezekiel Elliott runs afoul of what the NFL's code of conduct policy is. Banishment. And we're talking about never playing football again. So the NFL is answering the calls of all the people who, like myself, who wanted stricter and more punitive domestic abuse punishment and laws and bylaws. That's banishment for a guy who this seemingly is his first incidents as a professional. If he runs afoul of it again, he's up for banishment from the NFL.
Not to interrupt Mitch Trubisky Coronation Day, because there's been...
He is the greatest, my friend.
Yeah, but you've just...
He is the godfather of quarterbacks.
But you put Mike Glennon in the disposal
I'm
already.
Good. I don't need... Listen, man. Let me tell you something. I wasn't the guy that needed to go on too many dates to know that, I had a dub. You know what I'm saying? Like, I knew, yeah, this ain't going to work out. We might as well just split the bill now and I go home. Like that, yeah. You know, I don't know how much more you have to see. And I know that Zach put it out there. I don't know why we're talking about this because Mike Glennon's going to be the starter. Trust me, I'm very aware that Mike Glennon's going to be the starter.
He might not be.
There's no way in hell Mitch Trubisky starts game one without an injury. No way in hell. He can go 20 for 23 with 260 yards and two touchdowns next game, and he will still be the third quarterback on this roster.
I just love the fact that the Bears have surrendered control of the narrative to the television screen. They right. No matter
we can't get on the practice field, but we can watch this.
Right. No matter what they say, no matter how they spin it, everybody saw that.
Our chance to
stop. It's all a problem.
Everybody saw that. We got some more feedback on that, and we're going to do In Other News at 4. We're going to get the latest. We still nothing official on Wilson Contreras, amazingly.
Maybe they found he does not have hamstrings at all, and that's why they're still looking for him.
Bruce Levine will talk about that. Reynaldo Lopez's debut tonight, and Yoan Moncada's big night last night. That's at 4:40. Rich Campbell on the Bears at 5, and plenty more from O'Malley's. It's a Bud Light broadcast today out in Aurora. Stop by, say hello, start your weekend. Whatever you're doing now, just leave. Unless you're, like, performing surgery or something.
Or watching your kid. In that case, bring your kid by. Yeah, we got a Plinko game for him.
Yeah, that kid.
This kid over here
that's the happiest.
Played at least 47 rounds of Plinko. At least. What? That kid over there is the Plinko champ.
Well, if you're a kid, what do you need?
He's got his tablet. He's got his chicken fingers. He's hanging out. And about
he's 10, got you and the Pain O' Mike.
He's on it. He's talking to his girls on his phone. He's good money. In about 10 years, he'll have a couple of Bud Lights. But until then, he's got Matt and Plinko. That's all he needs in his life.
That's Jason Goff. I'm Dan Bernstein. We have plenty more to come here on the Bernstein and Goff Show on The Score.
Cubs fans, get your tickets now for the Cubs On Deck Lunch Series with Jose Quintana and Ian Happ August 30th from noon to 1. Presented by Xfinity, AZEK, and Office Revolution. Hosted by The Score's Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins live from Del Frisco's Double Eagle Steakhouse. This is your chance to get a rare look inside the team. So get your tickets now before they're sold out. VIP and general admission tickets are on sale now at 670thescore.com/ondeck.
With Does getting a flavorful, balanced, and convenient dinner on the table night after night feel like a chore? Let HelloFresh take care of the weekly meal planning so you can save time and actually have fun cooking and eating amazing meals. Visit HelloFresh.com and choose what meals you want from an ever-changing, customizable, and always delicious menu. Then, let HelloFresh shop and deliver pre-measured ingredients with simple recipes that come together in around 30 minutes, have just 6 steps, and require minimal cleanup. And the best part? It costs less than $10 a meal. So if there's ever been a time to kick those 5 p.m. excuses, break out of your recipe rut, and take the first step towards unstoppable, it's now. Just go to HelloFresh.com/food to get $20 off your first box. That's HelloFresh.com/food for $20 off. HelloFresh.com/food.
Ready? Okay.
We got paper, yes we do. Live rolled notebooks, pencils, glue. We got crayons, every hue. School supplies for your whole crew.
Target's got everything you need to ready, set, go back to school. Ready? Okay.
We got paper, yes we do. Live rolled notebooks, pencils, glue. We got crayons, every hue. School supplies for your whole crew.
Target's got everything you need to ready, set, go back to school.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Don't come to wrong, inappropriate, illogical judgments about what happened with the Bears. It's just another chapter for this 34-year-old version of Cutler with his torn labrum and all his broken bones and all his concussions. Don't be
that guy.
Dumb.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Sunday on 60 Minutes, American workers who lost their jobs to foreigners.
Are you angry? Pissed. That exceeds angry.
Even worse, they were told to train their replacements. How can that be?
I got laid off because somebody cheaper could do my job.
Plus, 60 Minutes goes to the races. Bringing you to one of the biggest, most exciting horse races of the year. Charlie Rose takes you on the dangerous course for both horse and rider.
There's just some magic.
60 Minutes, Sunday on CBS.
Sunday morning on CBS.
Good morning. I'm Jane Pauley.
Go to the ends of the earth.
This is exciting.
You've never seen anything like it.
And reach for the stars.
Hey, this is pretty fun.
Look through a telescope and go, wow.
Da, 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 da.
Experience thought-provoking, innovative, and truly original reporting. Because there's always something new under the sun on CBS Sunday morning.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Dave Wadstedt joins us. You follow Jay Cutler's career.
I really believe deep down that he's not doing this for the money. He didn't like how it ended here, and he knows he's got some talent on there. Those are the reasons that he's playing football.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I am confident that Eloy Jimenez and Dylan Cease were the best offer the White Sox could have gotten for Quintana, but I also believe that if Hawk were still the GM, they would have made
that
deal.
Oh, boy, he would never
have
made that. Hang up on him. Lose this number.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Friday gon' hit the club. Friday gon' hit the club. Friday gon' hit the club. Friday gon' hit the club.
Mike's the starter. This is his team. I was just able to get a lot of reps tonight, and there's things in that film that we could all learn from each other's reps, and it's all about just getting better at this point. So, I mean, it's the first preseason game. We still got three more preseason games to go and then a long season, so it's just about working together, getting each other better. I think your teammates could see it in your eyes if you're ready, how bad you want it, and what's about to happen. So, I mean, you could say whatever you want, but I think it's all action and just like how they look at your body demeanor. So I just try to be myself and go out there and play.
That is Bears quarterback prospect and future Mitch Trubisky talking about last night's game. Welcome back to the Bernstein and Golf Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. We're out here at O'Malley's Pub and Eatery in Aurora. We are surrounded by handsome gentlemen drinking Bud Light, hanging out, eating things, conversing about things, feeling good about last night's performance by one Mitch Trubisky.
Lots of response coming in from email, text, Twitter, etc. Rudy says, that game went from miserable to awesome in 2 minutes. I was almost falling asleep. I hope that kid balls out the next 3 weeks. Just to have to hear John Fox twist himself in knots in these press conferences and why this dude isn't starting. I'm with Jay. Glennon's trash. I thought it before, and one preseason game doesn't make me right. Actually, yes, it does.
I feel bad, kind of. Because he's not a bad guy. You've never heard anything bad about him. I just don't want him quarterbacking for my favorite football team.
And Stonecutter says, I wanted to figure out why Pace paid the price he paid. And I went on YouTube. And I watched all the scouting videos I can find, 10-minute cuts of all his dropbacks, designed runs from a given game. And I got excited. I saw a guy who would have been an ironclad lock for top overall pick if he had 25 college starts. I wanted to tell everyone it's going to be okay, but I kept my mouth shut because for the last 30 years, the Bears have had the reverse Midas touch on every draft pick. It's only one game, but it's going to be okay. Yeah, that was the future car salesman lineup on both sides of the ball, but better defenders don't change the touch and zip on those passes. This wasn't the usual third-stringer success, where he's chucking jump balls and getting lucky, tipped passes going into the right hands. There's something to be excited about. And as a fantastic bonus, it's going to make Fox extra foxy and miserable as he has to deal with the reality of it.
Yeah, you're going to get to the point where he's going to talk down about his rookie if he continues to play this well. And this is the thing, too. Don't be scared to give yourself a little, you know, happiness, a little joy. Like my dad used to tell me all the time, hey, man, you know, buy yourself something. You work hard for a reason. Every once in a while, it's okay to feel all right as a Bears fan.
You sound like my wife and kids are always telling me to do
just,
that.
You work hard as hell. Buy yourself something that you wouldn't buy one time. One time a year.
But then I'll feel bad about it.
But that's the thing, that it'll break you out of that. One time a year, buy yourself something that you would not buy. Like that you're always, you'll look at and you're like, nah, I can't do that because I got this, I got that, I got that. Those things are always going to be there. That's what Bears fans should understand. It's okay to feel good about a performance against twos and threes when you're playing with twos and threes.
The last time I came close to buying something like that, and I get, you know, I don't do that.
Is it a TV?
No, I don't do that. Ever.
Yeah,
that would be cool to own that, or that would really be, because I know I'm going to feel remorse after doing it and take it back.
Uh-huh.
But that one full arcade cabinet video game that has all the video games.
Okay, yeah. Oh, man, come on. Are you serious?
It's literally got like...
You're doing this for damn near, what, 20 years?
It's got like 500 video emulated exact, and it's got all the buttons and the joysticks.
Now I know what I got to get you for Hanukkah.
Nah, it's... Don't.
Nah, I know what's up.
Don't.
See, ladies and gentlemen, he just told me what he wants for this holiday season.
The other thing I almost got, have you seen the new, the Atari 2600?
Mm-hmm, the small one?
Where the entire thing is in the joystick.
Yeah, they got an NES system like that, too, Nintendo.
You just plug in your TV.
Yes. Dude, are you serious?
And that was like $20 and I didn't get that.
You're an idiot. You like torturing yourself, just like Bears fans like torturing themselves. It's okay to smile about something. You know, the sun is shining on you, you dog's ass.
That would make me, in this particular metaphor, the proverbial dog's ass.
Yeah, Stonecutter's right. It's okay to feel all right about your draft pick. I know you're not used to it, and we're not used to it on many levels. I mean, whether it be the Bulls, the White Sox, more recently the Cubs,
of course. You're about to pay the piper on the Bulls.
Yes. Get ready, saddle up for your 30 wins, and enjoy yourself every single night watching your team get bludgeoned.
30?
They got 30 in them. It's pretty hard.
Nope.
It's pretty hard to go under 30.
Ooh.
It's hard.
Ooh.
Dude, the 76ers tried not to win basketball games and won 24-25 a year.
I am going to take the
bet
under.
On 30? I'm trying to figure out if I should pair this with my Kevin White bet after Kevin White didn't dress last night, apparently.
Who the hell is he?
I will take that opportunity
on 30?
Put down
30 and a half.
Officially.
30 and a half is the number. You going to go under?
I already took it.
Okay.
I took it already. Thank you for giving me the hook on that one, but I don't need it. You know, I'm not a gambling man.
I know.
But when I hear, 13 touchdowns and 1,300, or 11 touchdowns and 1,300 yards and all that, I know when to jump in there.
I'm going to need him to get a catch in a preseason game to kick that off.
That'd be a start, wouldn't it? That'd be nice.
I didn't know he was on the field until I looked. Because, you know, he changed his number. So when I saw 13, I saw Kendall Wright, right? And I'm like, oh, there it is. My guy Kevin White on the slant. And I'm like, wait a minute. They put an R in his name, and they removed the H. He doesn't have dreads anymore, and he's shorter. It's not him.
I'm thinking about there's a scene in one of my favorite movies, in Love and Death, where Diane Keaton, the young wife, is on her aged husband's deathbed. And she says, well, I could have made love to you more often, or once even. And he goes, once would have been nice. And
that's what it is. That's what it is.
With Kevin White.
You know, Kevin.
One. Kevin. Come on, man.
Kevin, you didn't play against ones the entire night, player. Like, we kind of jumped on your back, man. And you know, we buried your wide receivers coach. Like, we believed you in that thing. It'd be nice if we can get a six-catch, 85-yard game out of you here soon.
The 734 says, get Hub on to remind us how Mitch Trubisky's awful and the Bears are god-awful. I need a dose of reality before I almost feel hope.
No, Hub doesn't... Oh, well, yeah. Yeah. Hub doesn't always.
But he mitigates your bad joy. Too. No, Hub is a mitigator.
Yeah.
No matter what, if he feels right. an extreme Brings in either direction,
yeah.
he'll always. Mm-hmm. It's usually if
Bring
you're feeling
back
horrible,
middle,
he'll say, I saw some things that really weren't all right. that bad, or he'll say, look, let's not go crazy here with this being that good.
Do you know who I liked a lot?
And Hub will start his regular hits with us next week.
Nice. You know who I liked a lot? If we're talking about people outside of Mitch Trubisky. I enjoyed the play of not only Mr. Compton, but Taylor Boggs. Taylor Boggs was out there mauling people. Now, I know he was going up. This is the whole thing where you got to say it every time he's going up in twos and threes. But, hell, you're going up against people who are like similarly talented to you. And let's face it, just like a backup quarterback, you are going to have that sixth and seventh offensive lineman play at some point in the NFL season. Hell, in a game where you're giving a guy a rest or a series off, especially with Kyle Long and maybe the atrophy that's going on in certain body parts of his that he can't play out there, Taylor Boggs was out there moving people around. I appreciated that. And you saw the kid from Kutztown. Jordan Morgan, the right guard, he's a big man, and of course a developmental guy, but he was out there. It seemed as if he was a guy who, you know, where they say when you don't know what you're doing, just hit somebody. Seemed like he was doing that quite often. So there was some things out there on the line that I truly appreciated. You mentioned Jonathan Bullard, and his get off seemed the same, and the fact that he's put on some weight in his ass.
I don't know how he did it.
I told you, Dr. Miami. Instagram, get you right. He's gonna be working out
with Jen Stilter.
He's gonna be promoting flat tummy tea here in a moment
this
on IG.
Segment brought to you by Sherwin Williams. Ask Sherwin Williams and save 35% on paints and stains during their Love for Color sale. Jason has that always.
Oh, no doubt.
August 11th through the 14th, retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. In other news. After the top of the hour, I am trying to decide in which direction to go with some of this stuff. I have an odd name for a newly discovered animal, and I'm not quite sure why
Uh-oh.
It was done in the way it was done.
Uh-oh.
And I also have, there was some concern that had been expressed by scientists about a very popular beverage. That
okay.
some warnings came out saying, don't drink this, it could be really bad for you. And I'm going to get to the truth on whether or not this particular popular drink is bad for you.
All right, I got a huge win for LeVar Ball and Malcolm Jenkins doing something that a lot of NFL players are too scared to do. So we'll do that at the top of the hour. And other news coming up, it's the Bernstein and Golf Show. We are live out here at O'Malley's Pub and Eatery in Aurora, hanging with the people. Drinking Bud Light, talking sports right here on 670 The Score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
Mitch Trubisky, you balance like competition. You want that job and then your relationship with the other guys.
I think it's just being respectful and being a professional. I mean, that's just how I carry myself. I'm never going to cross the line. It's all in the nature of competition.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Ready? Okay. Pencils, glue. We got crayons every hue. School supplies for your whole crew.
Target's got everything you need to ready, set, go back to school.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
Has it been frustrating to you?
Well, of course it is, because you see a lot of young players that are very good having a tough time. It just is frustrating in general to everybody, because we expect more of ourselves. Come out with a renewed energy about the day, and you expect good things to happen, which is what I do every day.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Information.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
Hi, everybody. It's Pat Hughes. Get your copy of the Chicago Cubs Win the World Series audio CD featuring the most exciting moments of the Cubs championship season.
Jake Arrieta pitches a no-hitter.
70 minutes of Cubs radio highlights as heard on 670 The Score.
The longest drought in the history of American sports is over.
This is sure to be a collector's item to provide memories for a lifetime.
You are going to remember where you were right now for the rest of your life.
The Chicago Cubs Win the World Series audio CD is only $19.99 plus shipping. Order yours now at cbschicago.com/CubsCD or baseballvoices.com.
That's cbschicago.com/CubsCD or baseballvoices.com.
The longest drought in the history of American sports is over, and the celebration begins.